y'all had a chance, and I forgot. I came across that. I tried to anticipate every question I could, and that was one that I really don't have the answer to. I'd like to hear some discussion on it. You know, whether she taught the Bible or whether she taught any other subject for that matter. I don't know.
Roger?
This is a question I often feel a little bit simple asking, but it's been fermenting in my mind for about a year now. I kind of wondered, you know, and you brought this up several times in your talk about public and private. I often wonder, or at least the idea is in my mind, if we aren't going in the wrong direction a little bit, and I'm not saying we are, I'm just saying I wonder if we are, when we talk about public and private, as opposed to in the church, and perhaps out of the church, or as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when he says the women, you know, they're not to speak in the church, but at home, you know, if you ask their husband. And I just wondered if that idea might have, I mean, it has some good aspects and it has some bad aspects. And I'd like to just kind of hear what you had to say about that, or what you thought about, are we getting on the wrong track by labeling it public and private? Or should we keep it in the church? Women are not allowed to speak in the church? Because this idea also came to me that we might have a private assembly of the church.
Now, you define public as just when the church is called together. That would be one definition of public, maybe.
One definition.
But we might have a private assembly of the church if for instance, the church was suffering persecution. They didn't want the doors open to everybody at a specific time. We might conceive of a private gathering of the church. And women still would be allowed to talk there, in my mind, anyway. Or they wouldn't be allowed to speak, even though that was a private gathering of the church. What do you think about the idea of refraining or calling it in the church and out of the church? Or what do you think? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I think that if you study 1 Corinthians 14, you'll find that phrase over and over in that chapter, in the church, in the church, which simply means when the church comes together. Well, if there's a place called in the church, then there has to be a place that's not in the church, and that's what we were referring to in our talk. But the difference in public and private, I think you have to also study Acts 20, verse 20, where Paul said, you know, that he had taught publicly and from house to house, and you can look up those definitions. And in the place where it's public, the woman's forbidden to teach, but from house to house, she would not be.
So you think we can apply the definition there over here, too?
Now, I think there's two different categories there that you're looking at. Now, there's also a place where a woman cannot teach that's public but is not in the church. And we really didn't deal with that in our talk. I figured it would come up in the questions. You know, when he said, I suffer not a woman to teach, to deliver a didactic discourse, we're talking about things like a woman preaching on television, a woman preaching on the radio. You couldn't say that that's in the assembly,
right. But
still it is a form of public teaching. And I believe that she's forbidden to teach in those capacities also. Preaching on the street corner, things like that.
I had a question. When you talk about Anna preaching in the temple, mm-hmm. You brought that up. Is that the same as preaching on the street corner?
No, I don't think so. I believe that'd be the same as just sharing the message. You know, the woman, as she walks down the street, you know, she sees one of her friends, she talks to him about Christ or her about Christ. It never says anything about any type of public teaching there. That is used by class people to try to make a point on it. But it's interesting to me that it says she did it in the temple, not in the congregation or in the assembly.
Mario.
I have another question concerning confessions. Some people have objected to confessions because they are made in the assembly, and that would make a woman to speak in the assembly.
The confession I have many times, you know, not that I can prove it's wrong, but I have many times dismissed the congregation where there's no controversy at all. You know, because after the assembly is dismissed, then we know that there's nothing wrong with her doing. But on the other side, she is commanded to make the good confession. And in that way, she's not delivering
a discourse. She's just obeying a command, just like she is to sing. So I don't feel that there's a violation if she does, but to keep down any problem I have dismissed the assembly and taken, which I believe that's scriptural too.
Enjoy what you had to say. I'd like to pick up on what Roger said. In my study of the word teach, of all the times that it appears, except for one time, it's always in the masculine sense and always refers to either a public gathering of the church in the church or a public capacity in which that the church is being viewed, like a television or radio program or anything along that line. And the only time that the word for teacher is ever used of woman in the sense that she's commanded is there in Titus, the second chapter, and it says she's to be a teacher, literally translate teacher of good things. And then those things are enumerated right there. So that would, in a public capacity, regardless what that public capacity is, as far as the church is concerned, I feel would totally exclude her from taking any public role, whether it be in corporate worship or in any publicly viewable position like a radio, television, or anything where the church is in a representative capacity. Therefore, she cannot teach in that sense. And maybe to what Jimmy was asking a while ago, I can maybe just extend to that. If, of course, the guy digresses, they do so many things that are on the fringe and so many things that are far out in left field anyway. Their schools, the argument always is whether they're sponsored by the church or not. Women can take a lot of roles in the world. The key thing is, are those roles associated with the church? If so, then she cannot take that leadership position. That's kind of my feeling on that.
Yeah, I was going to come back to you on that too. I had another thought on that. Another thing that came up in my mind was not only what you said about it, is that public teaching. I don't have much of a problem if it's secular subjects, but when you get into a woman, you know, teaching a Bible subject in a Bible college, I feel like that's getting into a gray area. But also, you know, not to usurp authority over the man. The question came up, well, what about a woman in a position of authority in business where she's been promoted and she's in charge of hiring and firing? And I began to ponder that. I gave this in Wichita last night and opened it up to questions to get a little preview of what might come. And one of the brethren made a good point on that. He said, actually, if she was in a business situation, employment situation,